This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Several years ago, on Memorial Day weekend, our son Dave brought home his dog named Wendell. And Wendell was a great dog. I guess probably one of the greatest dogs we've ever known. He's gone on to dog heaven now. Wendell passed on last year. Wendell was a rescue dog. And Dave got him from an animal shelter. Wendell was a mix between a Doberman and a German Shepherd. He was a big but gentle, rambunctious but cuddly dog. He made us laugh. Well, Dave had trained Wendell well. Whenever Wendell would start to get into trouble, like if he picked up one of the kids' toys and was going to run off with it, Dave would say, "Drop it," or "Leave it, Wendell." And Wendell would momentarily have a guilty look on his face, like he'd been caught doing something wrong. But after Wendell actually dropped it or left it, he would look to David for approval as if to say, "Am I still in trouble?" And David would smile at him and say something like, "Good boy," and Wendell would wag his tail. He was happy he'd dropped it. He'd left it. Looking back on Wendell, we need to learn from Wendell. We too make mistakes. We feel guilty. Now, guilt can be a good thing. It's not always a bad thing. When we've sinned, when we've done something against God's will or word in our lives, we should have a sense of guilt. We know we've done wrong, even though we may want to pretend it doesn't matter. But if we've not turned from that or repented of it, as the Bible says, those feelings of guilt will continue to plague us. So instead of trying to justify what we did or pretend that it's just going to go away, we, as believers, look to Jesus Christ, who assures us that he cleanses us from sin. The Bible says when we confess our sins, he, meaning God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Well, at that point, we should do what Wendell did and just drop it, leave it, walk away from it. One of the ways Satan defeats us is that he keeps bringing that old sin back up before us again and again. And guess what? When we think about it, when our mind dwells on it and we rehearse it, every time we replay it, we put it back into our mind, and that causes us to have this tendency for repetition. So we repeat that same failure. And when we've done that in our mind, it's only a matter of time before we act it out, and the whole cycle of guilt starts over again. That can be false guilt. It may help to know that the reality of your forgiveness before God doesn't depend on your feelings. Let me say it again. The reality of your forgiveness before God doesn't depend on how you feel about it. It depends on your action to go to God. You see, God's more powerful than your feelings. He doesn't wait on you to feel right before he forgives you. The Bible says, when we have gone to God in confession, he's washed our sin away as though it never existed. It's amazing, but in Christ, that's true. David wrote in Psalm 32, verse 3 and 5, "When I kept things to myself, I felt weak deep inside. I moaned all day long. Finally, I confessed all my sins to you," speaking to God, "and stopped trying to hide my guilt. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me. All my guilt is gone." What a wonderful feeling David had in writing that. It's obvious in his words. There's a story in the Bible about a woman caught in the act of adultery. I mean, the very act of it. And the men, the religious folk, are ready to stone her to death. And Jesus intervenes. You remember the story. Says to them, "He who has no sin, throw the first stone." And you remember they drop their stones, and one by one they all walk away. But then Jesus looks at the woman and asks her where her accusers are. And they're all gone. And Jesus says, "Neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more." Jesus calls us to sin no more. That should be our desire when we're truly in that experience of forgiveness, when we've truly repented. But we still fail, and Jesus is still there. And when we're willing to come to him in repentance, he's there ready to forgive. So, are you feeling guilty today? Well, if you've confessed it, if you still feel guilty, trust in the Lord Jesus, who cleanses us from all sins. Trust him for that. Take God's word on that. And like Wendell, just drop it. Leave it. God has. Why shouldn't you? And then come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Here comes the sun.